Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. We love it when we get emails with topic suggestions we probably never would have thought of on our own. This week is a perfect example of one of those topics.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Hi there, my name is Anna, and I'm mom to 5-year-old Colin and 8-year-old Ava. We live in Seattle, Washington. We love your podcast. Ava would like you to do an episode on beavers, and Colin would like you to do an episode on names. Thank you for considering our ideas. From Colin and Ava of Seattle, Washington.
That's a great email. We love your suggestions. This week we are getting curious about names for you.
It's such an incredible suggestion, and we never would have thought about doing it until we got this email. Have you ever wondered how things got their names? We are going to explore that this week. According to the most current data from the Social Security Administration, the most popular baby names for babies in the year 2018 were Liam, Noah, William, James, and Oliver. It was the second consecutive year that Liam was the most popular boy's name in the United States.
The five most popular girl names in 2018 were Emma, Olivia, Ava, Isabella, and Sophia. I know girls with all of those names.
That's right, you do. And that includes our awesome listener, Ava, from Seattle. Emma has been the most popular baby girl's name since 2014. Okay, Olivia, what's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, which of the most popular baby names today were also in the 10 most popular baby names 100 years ago?
Okay, so we just gave you the 10 most popular names for babies in the United States. 5 girls' names and 5 boys' names. Only 2 of those 10 names were in the top 10 names from 100 years ago in the year 1921. Can you guess which 2 names they are? Let me run down the list again. Emma, Olivia, Ava, Isabella, Sophia, Liam, Noah, William, James, and Oliver. While you're thinking about the answer, let's learn some interesting facts about names.
There are lots of things that we see all the time that have names and we just don't know it.
There is something called an aglet. Just about everyone listening to this podcast has seen and touched an aglet before.
An aglet is the plastic part at the end of a shoelace.
It turns out that aglets are really important. It would be much more difficult to tie your shoes if those little plastic aglets weren't part of the shoelace. How about this one? Do any of you know what an obelus is? You've probably seen it before when doing math.
An obelus is the actual name for the division sign.
You know that division sign, the one with the horizontal line with one dot above and one dot below? Well, that division sign actually has a proper name, and it is obelus. If you like fruits like I do, you've probably eaten your fair share of drupulets before. Any guess what drupulets might be?
Drupulets are the bumps you could find on some berries.
There are berries like blackberries and raspberries that have small bumps on them. Well, those bumps have a name, and they are called drupulets. That's a fun word. Speaking of fruits, if you've ever enjoyed delicious bananas, then you've probably come across a phloem or two before. The word phloem sounds kind of gross because it sounds like phlegm. It's not quite as gross as it sounds, though.
Phloems are those strings that you peel off the banana after you open it up. They actually serve a purpose. The phloem on the banana helps provide it with nutrients as it ripens.
Here's another fun word. There is something called a nurdle that we've all seen before. Nurdles help keep your teeth nice and clean. Any guesses?
A nurdle is the name for that little bit of toothpaste you use to brush your teeth.
In our house, we've been using the word glob to describe the toothpaste you squeeze onto the toothbrush to clean your teeth. It turns out we've had it wrong all along. It's not a glob. The correct word is nurdle. Here's another word that sounds a bit too much like something gross. but it turns out it's not gross at all. The word is zarf. A zarf is something the kids listening to the podcast are probably less familiar with than the grown-ups that are listening.
A zarf is a sleeve that you put around a hot drink to make it easier to hold so you don't burn your fingers.
It's usually made of cardboard when you find it around a disposable cup, and it's used with hot drinks like coffee and hot chocolate. Now, let's pivot and talk a bit about things that many people don't realize were named after people.
Like the graham cracker that was named after Minister Sylvester Graham.
Minister Sylvester Graham wanted to invent a snack that was healthy because he believed that unhealthy foods lead to sin. So about 200 years ago, he introduced the graham cracker.
He probably wouldn't be happy that we put graham crackers on our ice cream or use them for our s'mores.
You're probably right about that. There is another fun food that was named after someone.
Nachos were named after Ignacio Anaya.
Ignacio Anaya worked as the maitre d' at a restaurant in Mexico. The maitre d' is the person that usually manages many of the restaurant employees and handles reservations. They don't usually do any cooking at all. Well, one day Ignacio was working and a few women came in looking to eat, and Ignacio couldn't find the cook. He decided to throw some tortilla chips, cheese, and jalapeno peppers together and serve it to them. Ignacio's nickname was Nacho, and he is the creator of the wildly popular nachos. I love nachos.
Tupperware was named after Earl Cyrus Tupper.
If you've ever eaten leftovers, you've probably seen Tupperware before. It's those strong plastic containers with covers that make it easy to store food, and it also helps keep the food fresh longer. Well, those containers were created by Earl Silas Tupper, who worked in the plastics division at DuPont, before starting his own company and inventing the plastic containers that we still use to store food today, more than 80 years after they were invented. How about we learn how some of the companies we know and love got their names? You may find some of the explanations behind their names surprising.
Amazon was named for the biggest river in the world, the Amazon River.
Jeff Bezos wanted his company's name to start with an A, so it would appear at the top of many alphabetical lists. He also wanted his company to be huge, just like the Amazon River. If you look closely at the Amazon logo, you will notice the Smile logo goes from the letter A to the letter Z in the word Amazon. That's because Amazon sells everything you can imagine from A to Z, and that's pretty neat.
Adidas was named after its founder, Adolf Dassler.
His nickname was Addy, and his last name was Dassler, Addy Dassler, or Adidas for short. I remember hearing that Adidas stands for All Day I Dream About Soccer. And as a soccer lover, that explanation seemed wonderful to me. But it turns out it's not true at all.
Coca-Cola is named for coca leaves and cola nuts.
It's the coca leaves and cola nuts that were used to flavor the soda. Of course, the cola in cola nuts actually starts with a K, but the founder of Coca-Cola changed it to a C so that the logo would look better.
And Pepsi is named after the digestive enzyme pepsin.
The creator of Pepsi studied to become a doctor and thought that Pepsi was helpful in treating dyspepsia, or upset stomach. Pepsin is the name of the enzyme that helps digest food, and he believed that Pepsi helped with digestion. That's why the soda was given the name Pepsi.
Google gets its name from the number Google.
A Google is a very large number. It's the number 1 followed by 100 zeros. That is a big number. The only problem is that the number Google is spelled G-O-O-G-O-L. As the story goes, when they were naming the company Google, they did a search to see if there already was a website under that name, but they spelled it incorrectly. They spelled it G-O-O-G-L-E. Of course, there was no website under that name, but now there is, and it's one of the biggest brands in the world. All right, let's try something fun before we get to the question of the week. I'm going to give you three super silly words that can be found in the dictionary, and you tell me what you think they mean. And then I'll reveal what they actually mean. Your first word is flibbertigibbet. Do you want to take a guess what a flibbertigibbet is?
To me, it sounds like a wiggling gadget.
Oh, I'm sorry. A flibbertigibbet is someone who is acting silly and talks a lot. Here's another fun one for you. Nudiostertian. What would you say that means? Nudiostertian.
It sounds like someone who loves listening to the radio.
Ooh, great guess, but I'm sorry to tell you that it means something else. Nudiostertian means the day before yesterday. You might be better off just saying the day before yesterday, because saying nudiostertian is going to really confuse people. Let's try one more. How about the word borborygm? What do you think that word means? Borborygm.
It sounds like someone who works at a barbershop.
No, but another good try. I think we've all felt borborygm before. It's that rumbling in your stomach when you're really, really hungry. All right, Olivia, let's answer the question of the week. Which two baby names that are in the 10 most popular names today were also in the top 10 names 100 years ago?
William and James are top 10 baby names today and 100 years ago.
Did anyone out there guess the right answers? The rest of the top 10 from 100 years ago include Mary, Dorothy, Helen, Margaret, Ruth, John, Robert, and Charles. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 126, on names.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Colin and Ava, for the awesome email and fantastic suggestions. Before we go, I just wanted to read a review we received this week from India. The review was left by username Alexis206, and it says, fun, informative, and adorable. Love this show and its hosts. It's a great learning tool for kids and a fun activity for parents. Thank you so much, Alexis from India, for the outstanding review. If you love Curious Kid Podcast, there's almost nothing you can do to help us more than to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Reviews help new listeners find the podcast, and we love new listeners. We are just 4 weeks away from our Season 5 finale episode. We can't wait to recap this incredible season and share our favorite moments of the season with you and also make some big announcements. Season 5 rolls on next week when we get curious about roads for a listener in Phoenix, Arizona. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.